UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
Bluegrass Karting and Events now has the fastest go-karts in Kentucky and axe throwing. Grab your coworkers, family, and friends and make a night of it with our new full bar and food menu. Bluegrass Karting and Events is Louisville's premier high-speed entertainment destination, online at bluegrasskarting.com.
Time now for Fast Break Friday on the V-Show, presented by Universal Windows Direct, right here on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now here's Bob Valvano and Mike Pratt.
Friday. Thanks for being with us. He's Mike Pratt. I'm Bob Valvano. We're glad that you're with us. That headset is a tad too hot there. Let's scale that down a bit. Glad that you're able to be with us. We'll make our football picks later. I shouldn't say that. I don't know how we did. We got to go back and look. I know we missed the local teams. I missed the Kentucky game. You missed the Louisville game. So we're both 0-1 there. But we'll bounce back. But however, New York Mike did it again. New York Mike called my show yesterday. For the local listeners in Louisville, he's a somewhat regular caller of our local show. And this is all documented. He has the last – he's come on and picked – it's either 18 or 19 games. And he's either 17-1 or 18-1 against the spread. I mean, this is not like BS because he's done it on the air. He comes on the air, he makes the pick, and we track it, and he's 18, 17, 18, 1. He came on yesterday and said, take the Packers tonight. They're getting 2.5. He said, I think they're going to win outright. And what the? Hit it right on the head, 10-3.
How much were they getting?
2.5.
Okay.
And so they not only covered, they went, if you played the money line, you made even more money.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. He says he's going to have some picks for this weekend for us, but I'll tell you what. I'm not the brightest bulb in the chandelier, but when a guy goes 17-1, I'm going to start listening.
He gets your attention. There's no question about it.
I'm going to start. Speaking of that, by the way, I believe it's today, I think. Some of the local listeners here may know this. They're opening a sports book at the little place in Clarksville.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah. I want to go over and
go make sure my river pass thing is covered. How about that?
I told my wife about a week ago when we were listening to something was being talked about, and I said two things. One, A, we're going over there. Check this place out.
Absolutely.
Okay? Because when we go to Vegas, she likes to play the games, and she's pretty lucky, really. But I don't play them, but I like to go to sports.
Have you gone to the Westgate in Vegas? That's the best sports book I've ever seen in my life. I don't even care if you're not betting. I sometimes will just go get a sandwich or something and sit. There's games. There's 200 televisions, and about six of them are as big as they are in movie theaters. It's fantastic.
Well, when we were out there 2 years ago when Kentucky played Carolina in that CBS deal, my brother came over from Southern California, and he has a Marriott timeshare deal or whatever.
Nice.
And where they were staying was almost across the street from the Westgate. And I had never been in before. He took me in there on Saturday morning before the ball game. I went over and had some coffee with him and walked over there. And I went in there, and I said, holy
moly.
That's
its claim to fame. I mean, their casino's okay, and they've got decent shows, but it's not on the Strip. It's off a ways.
That's right.
But, my God, it's worth it for the sports book. It really is. Yeah. You could get lost in there for about, 10 hours. And the great thing is, if you really – don't lose your mind. You could be entertained for the whole day because, you know, they have first quarter bets, halftime bets, third quarter bets. I mean, you can bet. Yeah, you know, just follow as the day goes and bet games as they go along. So,
Other thing I was talking with my wife about, I said, when we go over there, somebody's going to go over and count the cars. And I'll guarantee you, it's going to be loaded with Kentucky license plates.
Well,
I guarantee
you.
And these people over here in this state don't want it. Can you believe that? Indiana's got to be laughing.
I have no idea. I mean, they just passed it. For goodness sake, it's legal in Tennessee. Tennessee's more progressive than Kentucky now.
Everybody's more progressive in that regard.
I mean, that's a little scary.
But we went to the baseball game. I want to get into that. Yesterday.
Where?
I know you were at the track. We went up to the businessman special. Tom and I met.
Oh, very
nice.
Went
up in Northern Kentucky, and Marty got his tickets.
Nice.
We wanted to see Marty. He's on his last go-around.
I know.
And so we were out in the sun a little bit. Then we went up to see him when he took his first break. Met the guy that was, I guess, will be taking his job. Doug Flynn, our friend Doug Flynn.
Nice.
We hope is going to play with us in the bocce.
Yep.
Was doing the radio with Marty this weekend or this week during this series and was up there. So we had a ball. And Tom and I were talking later on. We were talking about when we go to Vegas. And he said exactly what we said, that the biggest kick he gets out of Vegas, he can bet any horse track that you want.
That's true.
If they're racing. And you can bet all the games. And we were talking about the Bahamas. He and I sat down when we were in the Bahamas at Thanksgiving a couple years ago. We sat in there because, you know, Thanksgiving's got some good football games, and they're still running races.
Sure.
We sat in there for a couple hours and had a couple Cokes and bet and had a ball in Bahamas.
Well, this is bad. What a bad parent I am. Setting a bad – he is how old are you, Nick? Maybe two, three? He was old enough to talk, but not old enough to know a whole lot else. He was little. And we were in the Bahamas. We took a team there. And so,
I was probably about... I was like six.
Well, yeah, I guess you were. Yeah, because Jamie was born. That's right. So he was like six. And we took the team there, and I liked it so much. We'd gone there for honeymoon. We went back again during the summer. So we go in the summer, and I'm going, and I leave the room like at 6 o'clock at dinner and say, okay, Nick, who do we like tonight? And he would give me baseball teams. He had no idea. Baseball games, which you can't handicap anyway. And he would go, I want the Pirates and the Giants. And I'd say, okay.
Yeah,
I
was hot.
And he was hot. He won like four nights in a row.
Oh, really?
He had no idea what he was picking. He just picked by the names.
I picked the Reds every time.
He did pick the Reds.
Team. And then the Braves, because that was my T-ball team the year before that.
Oh, so that's good logic.
Yeah. Right. They were they caught a nice little hot streak there, so nothing like setting a tone for your child there to turn him into a degenerate gambler at six.
You got him started early.
But I had a book back in kindergarten when I went back. It was nice.
You had what?
I had a book going on all the kickball games during recess.
Who wants a
dodgeball book?
Somebody fade me on little Tommy. Oh, man. Anyway.
So up in the broadcast booth, what I'm going to miss without Marty, it's great to see Marty. I mean, we go back to the
ABA days. Sure.
Yeah. But, man, they got snacks in there. They've got ice cream. They got all any sodas.
Marty likes ice cream too, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
I know Cowboy does, or at least according to the commercials they play.
Yeah, they got the little cups, the big cups. They got the sandwiches. They got the popsicles.
I better not set foot in there because I had nice situation. I'm not supposed to be eating a lot of ice cream, but was it Bluebell? Came out with this salted caramel ice cream. They just came out with it.
Ooh, that sounds good.
And we did a show live at 4th Street, and it was a blood drive. So if you gave blood, they gave you a free
gift. Right,
it was give a pint, get a pint. Give a pint of blood, get a pint of ice cream. So
you get your choice of ice cream?
Yeah, I think. But they just said, you want to try this? I said, I've never had it. And I just was intended to eat like a spoonful of it. I ate the whole damn thing.
Destroyed it during Adam Rittenberg's interview.
So good. Well, first of all, before anybody gets too snarky.
Adam, what were your takeaways with Louisville's performance against Notre Dame? Well, I thought they put.
It was outside. It's 85 degrees. Nobody else is going to eat it if I don't eat it. Nobody's going to take your container. I hate to see it go to waste. I had to eat it before it melted. So I did.
That's the way I felt yesterday afternoon. Marty said, get what you want. I know you like ice cream. So we're in there. Jeff Pecoro, our friend Jeff, was in there, and we were just chowing down.
Maybe he can play.
We invited him. He's going to try to make it.
Good.
Yes, yes. And so that ice cream stuff, I'll tell you one. My wife buys it at the grocery store. Halo top.
Never heard of that
one. A good friend of ours. Check it out because you're watching your calories. It is really good stuff with the very... you can get it at Kroger. You can get it at Walmart.
Well, why would it be good for me?
If you're going to break your deal, the calories are low.
If you're going to kill yourself, here's a refined pistol to do it with.
Well, you already ate the one that blew the calories out. I'm trying to give you one that's got fewer calories, brother.
Oh, I'm saying it does have fewer. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, you realize that. I thought you were just trying to get more ice cream.
No. Halo Top. And it's
introducing
really
dairy-free chocolate peppermint crunch. Halo Top.
They've got a lot of
Halo
different...
Top pops, pints.
They got peanut butter.
Wow. Yeah, here's an example. The traditional ice cream in a pint is generally around 800 calories.
Yep, 320.
Look at you. He knows. He knows his products.
I just shovel it in like you do. I do a Bob Valvano and just shovel it in, man.
It was one interview. Come on now. But Halo Top. All right, we'll have to check that out.
Check
we should call
out
him
if
as a sponsor. Hey, Halo Top, how'd you like to advertise on our show? We'll make a star.
If you're going
to
break the code, go ahead and break it that way.
No, well, that's the goods, actually. Lower calorie, higher protein. Nice. Very, very nice deal. Dairy-free. That sounds, if you're going to have some, a frozen dessert, that's the one that sounds like one of the ones to have. So, good for you. So, there you go. All right, last week you had a bunch of topics, and I didn't get to them quickly. So, what'd you line up today? Yeah. You got stuff?
Yeah, I've got a couple things. I'm interested. College football, obviously, is really rolling now. There were some awfully good games last weekend. Awfully good games. And, consequently, you got to look back at some of things that are happening. How about the kid that went out to Oklahoma? Was he not special?
Look at our expert cast of characters whose Heisman pick is there.
They didn't ask me. I can't believe that. Oh, yeah, Jalen Hurts. Yeah, yeah.
I look good after week one. I don't know if it'll last, but
– Well, here, unofficially, what's Mike's Heisman pick?
All right, we'll pencil him in there. We should get a pen.
You know what? I like him a lot. I think the transfer kid at Ohio State he's another one. He had a big opening night. Now, they've got a Cincinnati this weekend, but he's
all right,
pretty
good. I'm making a Mike Pratt page. You're going to give us all these that everybody else. I have to write it really small here. Mike P. All right. What's your projected Louisville final record? I said 4-8. Diener had 3-9.
I'm going 4-8. That's where I have them.
Yep. Kentucky, I had 8-4. What do you have?
8-4.
All right. Indiana, I had 5-7.
I have no idea about Indiana. I know
that. Well, then you're welcome to the club, so jump in. So
had them at what?
5-7.
Yeah, they're playing. They got to play Ohio State. They got to play Penn State.
The other picks are
4-8. I'm going 4-8.
All right. Let's see. That's what. Let me see. Even Dr. Doom had him 6-6. How about that? More negative than Dr. Doom. Western Kentucky, Drew had him 6-6. I had him 5-7. Andy had him 4-8. So you're kind of all over the map. What do you think?
And they stunk it up in the opening game. Yeah, so I'm going to go 4-8.
All right. How about the Indianapolis Colts? Now, we made this pick before.
Before luck.
I had him 10-6. But I think I'm going to stay. Maybe I'll make a one game adjustment. I'll say 9-7.
I'm going 8-8.
8-8, okay. How about I'm the only – I went out on a tremendous limb here, realizing I'm probably going to look foolish, but I wanted to find one team that, I wanted to pick very different than everybody else, so if it hit, I could say, aha.
I told you so.
Yeah. But even though
I told you
it's
so.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
In the NFL, I always think everybody's got a chance to get to 500. So here's the – Drew picked the Bengals 3-13. Sweeney picked them 3-13. Lachlan had them 4-12. Ennis had them 6-10. I put them as 8-8.
Ooh.
What do you think?
I think they got 6 W's in them.
All right, so 6. That's better.
Yep.
The Titans I had as 9-7. A lot of people are pretty high on the Titans.
Boy, the pumpkin heads go in and play the Titans this weekend. Ooh, that's going to be a sweet one, huh?
You're pumpkin heads. You're so excited.
I am excited. It's about time, man.
I got Odell Beckham on my fantasy team, so it'd be fine with me if he scores some touchdowns.
So the Titans.
Yep.
I think they got 9 W's.
9-7. All right. Who's your Heisman pick?
Well,
I'm the only one who said Hurts. Here are the other ones. Trevor Lawrence, Travis Etienne, Tua,
And Marcus Maben sent Adrian Martinez. Marcus likes to go off the grid a little bit, too.
You know, Hurts, the problem he's going to have is they've had so many.
That's Oklahoma quarterback fatigue.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to say, we're going to vote for another one? I agree. I think there's some people who won't vote for him just for that, even if he's in the running.
And Clemson's going to be around when it's all over. So is the kid at Alabama, Tua.
Yeah, well.
But I'm going to tell you a little dark horse now.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you this kid Fields at Ohio State is a dark horse. Right. I'm going to step out and say Fields.
There you go. Now you went out on a limb.
He's transferred from Georgia, the number one recruit in the country when he came out. Highest rated, if I read this right, highest rated recruit at Ohio State.
Oh, I thought it was quarterback. Highest rated
in a long time.
Wow, that's saying something. All right. You know. The playoff prediction, I said, here we go, really out on a limb. Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, and Oklahoma. I'm not sure about Notre Dame, but I did, and I picked Alabama as the champion. Who's your four? I'm not sure I like that four anymore.
Clemson, Alabama. I'm going to go Oklahoma, Georgia.
Georgia. So you have the same four as me except for Notre Dame. I don't know what got into me. Notre Dame's not going to get in.
No, they were disappointing. Louisville played really well. Okay, they really did. But I expected more from Notre Dame. I mean, with all the hype about their defense and this and
that.
Well,
not only that, their schedule's so hard.
Oh, they got to go to Georgia. There's a loss right there.
They got walloped last year in the playoffs. People remember that. So anyway. All right, so who's your national champion? Everybody picked either Alabama or Clemson, which is not good for college football, but the whole staff.
You got to go without one of those two, Alabama. I'm going with Bama.
All right, Alabama. I think they're
going to have a chip from last year. Okay, that's what I'm counting on in evaluating them. That chip on their shoulder, I think they're going to have it.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm fighting something here today. I don't know what the heck I came down with. We had such a lovely day. You didn't get to come yesterday because you went to the baseball game. But Kentucky Downs are spectacular.
I know. I was with Tom Leach yesterday, and he was talking. He's a big horse guy, you know. Tom. Really.
I mean, it's so ridiculous how much money they have. I mean, that's this. They actually had to, you know, most people know the story. A few years ago, they had to start giving some of the money that they're getting from the historical racing machines to Ellis Park, because if not, they were going to start running like first time claimers,
you know,
$100,000 purses for maiden claimers. It was ridiculous. So, but they're trying to get two more racing dates. They only have five. They're trying to get seven. You know
that
what I'm
would hoping? Be fair, but I got to ask you a question.
Okay,
were they cooking out down there? Were they grilling? Yeah,
you know, it's funny you said
that's a neat thing. Where they just
tailgate?
Yeah,
you can go. You can go either way you want to. If you've never been to the track, it looks like a carabiner. You know those clip things. It's not. It's so oddly shaped track.
It's odd.
You go up the hill. You come down the hill. There's actually a bank turn like a car, which I
NASCAR.
Didn't realize. But it's a great place. And if you sit towards the finish line where we were, that was my button. He went to push the cough button for his mic, and he pushed it for my mic.
No, it should be mine, shouldn't
nope.
it? No,
you're on my mic. Watch, I'll cut you off. Go ahead and talk, and now I can make it so you can't hear you anymore.
Okay. That's okay. You
know. Wait, what the hell?
Yes, this is what we do for each other. That we keep each other in check. If we don't like what the other guy says, boom, hit the button, and
you guys
did
that simultaneously. This is why we need video.
That was
awesome.
But at the end, toward the finish line where we broadcast, they have some like chair back seats, they have a tent with a buffet, which is the food was really good.
What did you have?
It was just outdoor country kind of stuff. It was burgers.
All grilled out.
They burgers and dogs, and they had barbecue. But at the other end of the track, with the start of the stretch, and it's a long stretch. It's very long. People pull their cars up there and tailgate.
Yeah.
So they do their own tailgating. They grill themselves. They get there and they spend the whole day and they're, you know, playing cornhole and cooking out. And in between is the building that's got all the historical racing machines. So it's a festive atmosphere. They're going to add another 20,000 square feet to the room. The slot machines, and they just redid it. I know you were there with us last year.
No, I wasn't, but I've been there before.
Well, where the media thing was falling apart. It was like getting your friend to build your new deck. They built a whole new deck, essentially. And we met Michael Rona Racing.
Oh yeah, the guy from Australia.
He's the track announcer. He was great. The guy's been calling races quite literally for I guess like four decades, and he's very accomplished. And if you remember, we asked him about. It's a very hard place to broadcast, though, because of the shape of the track. Like the finish line is not towards the middle of the track; you're towards one end, and they run. it's an odd trek. They run away from you for a good stretch because when they start, they go down, they make a slight right turn, and then they come back and make a left turn. So this is part of early in the race where the horses, I hate to say it, but all you're looking at is a bunch of horses, you know what? they're running away from you. So it's
the backside.
You're
view.
Looking at, yes, the horse's tail. So he sounded great. So we came over and he said hello and we were just chatting between races. And I said, so you getting acclimated to it yet? And he said, honestly, no, not at all. He said, it's very, very difficult. He said, I'm still, and it's hard because we only have 5 dates. So it's.
Well, it would be hard to make the call the way the track is shaped.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They run away from you, and then when they start turning for home, they're going down the hill, and it's not an easy thing. But I said, and I wasn't being polite. I said, you never know. If you watch on Twin Spires or TVG or something, and you saw the calls of the race, he sounds as good as he ever did. He's really. Being a track announcer is, you know, I always wanted to ask Paul about that because I know that he was modeled himself after Kaywood, and Kaywood called races. And so Paul called the Derby for years and years and years and years. And he was the track announcer at Kentucky Downs, the harness track. And I just, you know, the thing about it is the harness track, I would think, I'd like to have a shot at that because it's a smaller surface and is only generally 8 to 10 horses.
Maybe six.
Sometimes.
Six or eight.
But the thoroughbreds, they're running, I mean, like at Belmont Park, they're like another area code away from you. And, you know, and so.
That's why they have the binoculars.
I know.
You
know what he's
like
got?
That.
He's got his binoculars on a tripod. So
oh,
he's
really?
Holding a clipboard that's got all the entries, and he doesn't have to touch the binoculars. He watches them, and then he can move them as the race goes. It's on a little tripod, and he can check his. But he said he tried out of the first turn to call it off the TV. He said because they have an angle with a camera that he can't get. There's a camera down as they're getting ready to make that first turn. So he tried to do it off that, but he's good. He, you know, I was going to say track announcing. You've got to, you know, have excitement, but you can't be too excited for one horse because for every time that horse wins, there's 10 people that are getting ready to punch themselves in the face because they lost. And you still got to and God forbid you misidentify the horse.
Oh, you get somebody excited.
Well, you know, I mean, he was really good, but the guy Tom Durkin. Basically ended his career when he didn't recognize Mind That Bird. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
He was on the inside.
I didn't think.
He was so shocked he couldn't identify the horse. And I'm telling you, at that point, he said the pressure got so great he couldn't deal with it anymore.
You know, Tom Leach.
Did he do races?
No, but he picks them. I don't think he's ever done a race, but he may have. But he's got a great line. We played when Tubby was coaching. We played up at the Lions place. I can't think the name of it.
The Silver Dome at Pontiac? Detroit Lions?
Yeah, where the Lions play now.
Oh, I don't even know. The Ford Field? Is that what it's called?
Ford Field. That's right. So we, because whoever put the game on, there wasn't room downstairs. We're up in the same booth.
As they do football?
Yikes. So we're up there. We got televisions. And Tom's great line is, when we got there, we had Cliff Hawkins as a point guard at about 6 foot, 6'1". And we had Shigari Aline, like 7'2". And Tom's great line is that
they
you
both
can't tell one from the other up there. He said, you have to work off the television. And, you know, that's not fun, you know.
No, it's crazy. There's no sense going there if you're going to call it off the TV. But anyway, he sounded good. So it was a good day.
But going back to college football.
Yeah, that's where we wanted to go.
Yeah. It used to be when people transferred, it was because usually they had issues. They weren't playing enough. Okay. That's why they left the first school. Or they just were unhappy. And sometimes you never knew because guys transferred who didn't play a lot. And you never knew how good they were going to be. But Ohio State and Oklahoma, they've got proven players now. I mean, that's a trend you got to keep your eye on. I mean, these two guys that transferred, Fields and
Hurts,
those guys can play.
Well,
I mean, you're getting
it's an unusual situation. Yeah, you know, question. You're right, but I think it's an odd situation because, first of all, quarterback is a position probably unlike any other team sports. Secondly, you know that I can't speak to the Ohio State situation, but I mean, in Hertz's situation, it's kind of like, I don't know if you had I picked two of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. I don't know who you know Joe Montana and Tom Brady. One of them wouldn't play. You know, unless you're deciding you're going to split the time. And so whoever you said you're going to play, the other guy would say, well, hell, I know I'm great. I'll go somewhere where they'll let me play. So that's what hurts the situation. But that's unusual. Well, that's really unusual, though, don't you think?
It is, but I'm leaving another one out. At Ohio State, when they had the run they had this, I think his name's Burrow. He now starts for LSU. Okay, pretty good quarterback. He started last year for him, but he was like third,
third on the depth chart?
Yeah. And so he goes down to LSU. He's a pretty good quarterback. And, you know, we're not talking about guys that you think can play but you don't know. We're talking about guys. He played at Ohio State. He played some and just wasn't getting enough minutes. And he's starting at LSU last year, sat out a year, and he's starting now. He's having big numbers. So I just think that in quarterback is the high-profile position. But I think that if you did some research, you'd find some other guys at other positions
in the same situation
that were pretty good and left good programs. And I think what this takes me back to, and you've seen it in basketball as much as anything, kids make decisions that their kids are 17, 18 years old, and they make some decisions that aren't in their best interest for whatever the reason. So you like it when guys realize early on that, hey, I made a bad decision. Everybody does that in life, and I'm going to make a change, and I'm going to have to sit out maybe. Or if it's a grad transfer, that's a different situation, but you have to sit out a year and let them have a chance to play. I've always thought that the most important thing should be to a kid on the basketball side of this decision, Bob, is what style does this coach – what style does Coach Bob Valvano coach, okay? And – do I fit that style? And how many players does he have on the team? Okay. I mean, is there a chance for me to get playing time? I don't want to be promised, but if I think I'm going to go in someplace, be the third quarterback or third center, why am I going there?
Yeah.
It's like the Blackshear kid didn't come to Kentucky. He went to Florida. Well, they had minutes. Oh, you know, I mean, they didn't offer him. I don't know this, but, I mean, they didn't promise him any, I wouldn't think, because it was wide open. It was a good decision. Whereas Kentucky and other schools, I mean, he could have got that at A&M too, but I guess he decided to get away from Buzz, and he had him for 3 years. So he goes to Florida. It was a logical pick, the chance to play. And that's what Fields has at Ohio State and Hurts has at Oklahoma. Step right in. Talented guys.
That's why, though, I think when we make statements about, like, transfers paint with broad brushes, we have problems. Because you also could say that players right now have no patience. They
That's true.
They don't ever, like, I mean, I like, you know, I just can't.
You want to put in their time.
Two examples. You know, Vinny Del Negro didn't play a minute his first 2 years at NC State, wound up the ACC Player of the Year and had a long NBA career. Yep. So did Tommy Gugliotta. And those are just examples I know because they happen to be on teams that I followed, obviously. But guys don't do that anymore. So sometimes I think that's a fair criticism, that players don't want to try and see it through. They don't want to wait their turn. Everything is now, now, now. But that's why I don't want to say, oh, all these transfers are bad, because you're right. There are some guys, like, how can you fault Jalen Hurts? I mean, I can't fault him for that. I mean,
Or Fields. He got beat out by the guy that started for Georgia. Heck of a player. So he said, I'm a heck of a player too. I'll go play somewhere
where I can play. I mean, yes, why should they be handcuffed? That's the thing. It's, you got to weigh each situation individually.
Exactly. And I know the two guys you're talking about. I saw both of them play in high school somewhere along the line. We didn't recruit them at Charlotte because we couldn't, you know, or after that. I saw them play, and hey, they did. But back then, the mentality wasn't of the one and done or two and done.
No, you waited your turn.
You waited your turn, and you had – but again, they did a good job on your brother. I mean, they researched that whole situation and realized that I fit. That's where I go back
to
my first
statement. That's also true.
I fit in what they're trying to do at NC State.
Well, you know who didn't fit? And we talk about it to this day because I've always got along with him. Andy Kennedy left my brother's program after a year. And, you know, he and I have always gotten along great. It was nothing personal, but it was
– didn't fit.
Didn't fit. Didn't fit him. Didn't fit. He wasn't getting as many minutes as he thought, and the style of play did not suit him as well as he liked. And so
he goes
on
to UAB with Gene Bartow.
Winds up having a great career.
Has a terrific career. Yeah.
So, you know, that's why you don't want to paint with too broad a brush. But I can tell you, though, here in Louisville, I can paint with a broad brush this way. You got football? We got football. I got your football right. Here's your football. We got it. Louisville's pre- and post-game shows are on ESPN 93.9 The Ville. Their matchup with Eastern Kentucky, Saturday's pregame at 5 p.m., postgame immediately following the game conclusion. That's the Coors Light pre- and post-game show. It's an Eastern weekend because Kentucky's got Eastern Michigan. And, they, of course, we have the post-game show there as well. Well, it's the Kentucky Farm Bureau Insurance postgame show. James Striebel, Jason Entz. You'll hear from Mark Stoops, locker room sound, and a lot more. We also have got your high schools covered. High school football is back and ESPN Louisville will bring you the latest coverage as the games get underway. Pat Jaggers has the high school blitz. We'll listen in on some of the best matchups, update scores, give predictions, and more. Coverage begins tonight, Friday Night Football, and it is brought to you by Class Act Federal Credit Union, UPSJobs.com, and Baptist Health Sports Medicine. We're not done. The Indianapolis Colts are in action. ESPN 680, 105.7. That's your home. We're their official Colts outlet affiliate here in Louisville. Season starts Sunday. Tough game for them. They have to go to Los Angeles and play the Chargers in that temporary home there in that soccer stadium against the decent team. Starts at 3, and of course, their first game without Andrew Luck. But we also are your home for the Baltimore Ravens. Pretty excited about that. 93-9 the Ville. We've got the Ravens games because Louisville fans obviously be very interested in seeing how Lamar Jackson does. The Ravens get underway game one against the Dolphins, 12:30 on 93.9 The Ville. Lamar Jackson and the Ravens presented by Liquor Barn. Download their app and have Liquor Barn deliver to you. And Lamar is my fantasy quarterback, so I need him to have a good first week for the Empire Electrons.
It'll be interesting this year. Now, he's got the full support from the start, from the franchise, from the coaches, and you know, it's his to
it's his team. They gave him the keys to the bus, no question. So it's going to be interesting. So I'm hopeful that, you know, my team, the Amtrak Northeast Corridor Empire Electrons, presented by Ronzoni Pasta, that's our official team name. Yeah, because last year with the Empire Electrons, and I didn't tell anybody I was doing it, but I was only going to draft players for the Jets and the Giants. And the Jets and the Giants were so woefully bad that I had to expand
it. You passed on both of them?
So I added the Bills players. They're in New York, and they weren't a whole lot better.
That's a good one, yeah.
So then I started taking anybody who's ever played in New York, and then I took anybody who made their senior trip to New York by the end of the year. So this year, I thought it was nice. We got the Amtrak folks to sponsor us, and with the Amtrak Northeast Corridor, well, that means we can take players from the Patriots, the Eagles, the Redskins, the Ravens, the Giants, the Jets, the Bills. So now we can be respectable. So we got a decent squad.
That's a good pull.
And Ronzoni, so we can take Italian guys. So we took Jimmy Garoppolo also to make Ronzoni.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
That's in case Lamar gets hurt. Knock wood. Hopefully he doesn't. But if he's going to run as much as he does, you got to have a second quarterback.
Garoppolo is coming back from a serious injury.
Yes, he
too.
Is also.
Yeah.
So, but the Ronzoni people were happy about that. So so when you refer to our team again, we ask it, please. It's the Amtrak Northeast Corridor Empire Electrons, mm-hmm. presented by Ronzoni Pasta. We had the fantasy draft, and my goal was to, at the end of it, either have people thinking it was the funniest thing they'd seen or want to strangle me, because every single pick, it's a fantasy draft. It's five guys sitting around eating pizza. And, you know, five, seven of us here, and the other three were on the phone doing it on the computer. And every time it was my pick, I would stand up and announce it and say, with the second pick in the fourth
Adam
round.
Adam Silver.
I just like that. I was going to actually walk from around the side. The Northeast Amtrak Northeast Corridor Empire Electrons, presented by Ronzoni Pasta, select from the San Francisco 49ers, Jimmy Garoppolo, and expect the room to go, ooh and ah, something. Everybody else just hitting buttons on their phone.
Well, you should have let
hey,
me
Nick
know
took,
that.
Nick
I had
took
to come
Johnson.
Down with like signs and stuff like they do.
I did,
you
didn't see the picture. I was dressed in all the Empire Electrons. Conveniently, their logo is very similar to the Canadian Football League team, the Edmonton Eskimos. Isn't it amazing how that worked out? So,
just by chance.
I was completely garbed in Empire Electrons. I had a hat. I had a rain poncho. I had a little helmet. You haven't seen a little helmet, dude. Just like they do at the drafts. I had the little helmet in front of me.
That poncho was elite, by the way.
Thank you.
So, when Locke posted that picture of us at the fantasy draft, literally, the responses to the picture are great on Twitter. Like, you wouldn't believe some of the stuff people are saying. Like, they're like, why is the guy in the green wearing a poncho? Like,
who wants that? But our last thought on our fantasy league, if you did go to Lock Talk, I took a picture when we did the draft of everyone who drafted here in person. And in the back, wearing a green hat and a green poncho, is Bob Valvano. Now, what you can't see in the picture is that is Empire Electrons gear. That's the name of his team, and I'm not going to give you the secrets as to how he has gotten that gear, but he's got gear, and it's got an EE logo, and he's got a mini helmet, he's got a hat, and he's got a poncho. He's wearing it all, but all you see in the background is this guy wearing a green hat and a green poncho. And so some of these things here, let me see, the reaction to that. Why is Bob dressed like Augusta National? Texter, dude in the green wind shirt, is he expecting high winds? He's prepped for Dorian. tweeter, I think that guy wearing all green cut my grass today. That tweeter, is Bob wearing a raincoat? Then this one. What a bunch of DBs, biggest huddle of dorks and dopes ever assembled. So thank you very much. That was nice.
That's for you, Doom.
We lead the country. Our team didn't win a lot of games last year, but we sold more merchandise than any fantasy team in America. We're America's fantasy team.
You know what? You told me you were going to send me a box of that stuff. I never did. What would you like?
Would you like a golf hat or a toque for the winter, the cold weather?
No, a golf hat would be good.
Okay, I'll take care of you.
Golf hat would be good.
The new shipment of stuff should be in, and you can get one. And we're gonna sell it. And the Empire Electrons, we have a real nice relationship with their front office. They said that whatever money we raise selling stuff, we're going to give to Kentuckiana Friends of V. They've adopted Kentuckiana Friends of V as their official charity.
Are they putting the team into the bocce?
So, yes, they are, as a matter of fact. They really are. That's the Empire Electrons. That's right. I did buy a team, and I forgot. That should be the Empire Electrons team. That's a great idea. I forgot about that. We're gonna have them wear hats. We're gonna deck them out in Electron stuff. You think I'm kidding. I have T-shirts. Golf shirts. Unfortunately, the ponchos, the last one, were sold out of all the rest of them. We have toques.
What the heck's a toque?
It's a ski hat, like the Canadians. That's what the Canadians call it. A knit ski hat, you know, like the knit.
But I mean, that
Canadians call it a toque.
I never heard it referred to that.
Yeah, I know he plays hockey, so
that's what all the bandits and the robbers wear. They pull it down over their heads.
No. The Empire Electrons are a good team. Our players are good.
There's
people.
There's a lot of good hats in there. I didn't realize there was one. Yeah, I know. I didn't realize there was so much selection.
I would more normally charge him so we can make a donation to the Kentuckiana Friends of V, but he's more than carried his weight there.
I was going to say.
But he had a great idea. The team that I put in the bocce has got to play under the Empire Electrons.
Oh, absolutely. That's genius. The Empire Electrons.
Give him a hat and give him T-shirts.
Oh, yeah.
He should be in full uniform.
So who are you with? I'm with the Empire Electrons. Oh, cool. Is that like LG&E or like a...
Is that a repair service or what?
Yeah, all right.
It's America's fantasy team, baby. That's it.
You know, you talk about taking the train. And a couple years when I was working in the NBA, I did advanced scouting. And I would fly to Philly or D.C., and I'd take the train from there to New York. Delightful. And it took you right under the garden.
Took you right to the garden, Philly,
and I'd go up to New York and down. And just did it all on the train. And they were happy with it because they didn't pay the airplane flight.
It's so much better for you. You do work on the train. You can eat. You can have a beer. You can relax. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I used to make that corridor trip, as you call it.
Northeast car. That's what they call it. It's the most profitable part of the country for Amtrak. So that's our team. The Amtrak Northeast Corridor Empire Electrons presented by Ronzoni Pasta.
Boy, here's the... How do you get it all on a shirt?
Well, you know, it's just... And now I have new respect for the NASCAR guys, who no matter what question you ask, have to get all that into the answer. So how'd your car behave today? Well, the Amtrak Northeast Corridor Empire Electron presented by Ronzoni Pasta Pontiac was terrific today, I thought. You know, you get the company.
That's a good point because we ought to, for bocce or the golf, whatever we decide to do, is get patches and put them on for our lead sponsors. Put them all on the shirts. Yeah, just like NASCAR.
That would be quality. Oh, we are really late for first break. Somebody calling. Who is that? New York Mike? Oh, we'll do that when we come back.
Yeah, he was right.
He is on a – get some butter for that
rolling.
Man because he is
rolling.
On a roll. My goodness. Packers last night, if you listened to yesterday's show, you might have made a few shekels because not only did they cover, they won straight up. He said they would do that. He's like, he'll tell you, he's 17 of 18 or 18 of 19 or 16 of 17 or something. But he's missed one game. And that included, the man was picking preseason football. How the hell do you do that? I'm telling you, he was nailing it. I have no idea how he would know he's going to win preseason football. They're playing guys you couldn't pick out of a police lineup. And he's handicapping the games. Anyway, we'll come back. Fast Break Friday presented by Universal Windows Direct. That's for real. Stick around. It's ESPN Radio.
Do you suffer from peripheral neuropathy in the hands or feet? Continual numbness, tingling or burning sensation, balance problems, decreasing the quality of your life? This is Mike Pratt, University of Kentucky Basketball Hall of Famer. I am here to talk to you about Dr. Anthony Sears, author of Your 21st Century Doctor. One issue that has long frustrated Dr. Sears, that many neuropathy sufferers are unaware of, is the potential dangerous side effects of the prescription drugs that they are using. They are unaware of recent studies that reveal the very drugs they're taking are actually making the condition worse. Dr. Sears' passion is showing patients how to reverse their neuropathy and live without the fear of the inevitable downward spirals created by the disease itself and the typical cocktail drug approach. To learn more, I invite you to his free seminar, Blueprint to Neuropathy. This seminar is free. Seating is limited. Call now to reserve your spot, 1-888-655-PAIN. Again, 1-888-655-PAIN.
Results may vary. Call for details.
You've been thinking about LASIK for years. You've heard how LASIK can be a life changer, and now there's never been a better time to see if LASIK is right for you. That's right. If you're looking for LASIK in Louisville, Jaffe Custom LASIK has advanced custom laser technology, and now for the best price, starting at just $295 per eye.
I put this off for years. It was over in seconds, and within 24 hours, I had better than 20/20 vision.
A beautiful facility, the latest technology. Jaffe LASIK changed my life.
Jaffe is your answer for safe, pain-free, affordable LASIK. Jaffe LASIK can correct nearsightedness, farsightedness, and astigmatism. And now for the best price, starting at just $295 per eye in Louisville. Don't wait any longer. Get your 100% free LASIK exam to see if LASIK is right for you. Call and schedule your free LASIK exam. Just dial **2020 on your mobile phone now. Dial **2020. The exam is 100% free. Just dial **2020 on your mobile phone now. That's **2020. Dial **2020.
Hey, it's Yaya. You probably heard the Vibonals raving about Mill and Tony Italian restaurant. Well, they're raving about me. They're my family recipes. I run the joint. So please stop by Mill and Tony. We're located by I-64 right off the Hirshhorn exit. And man, have I been busy. We just opened our second location at 1008 Commerce Boulevard in Barstown, Kentucky. We have daily lunch specials for just $5.99, such as baked ziti and manicotti. Come see me at Mill and Tony. Okay, I gotta get back to cooking.
Hey, it's Bobby V. Save money on bills during the hot summer months. New windows from Universal Windows Direct will keep your home cool in the summer and toasty warm in the winter. Their exclusive window construction features super spacer, non-metal, non-conductive glass spacer system that's the key to lowering monthly bills year-round. Right now, every window you buy, you get one free and 0% financing for 36 months. Call 502-487-5200 or go to UniversalWindowsDirect.com. Like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
Most shoppers today fall into one of two categories. You could be like Dave, who settles for nothing but the finest.
I drive only European luxury sedans, wear the finest Italian leather shoes, my shirts are custom-made, and I expect white-glove service from those I do business with. I appreciate world-class brands, and at this point in my life, I just don't want to compromise on quality, no matter what I buy.
Or you might be like Steve, whose goal is to always get the best deal.
I'm frugal. I'm all about finding value. I want the best price, and I don't mind going out of my way to get it. I work hard for my money. I just want to make sure when I buy something, I can have confidence in knowing I'm not overpaying for it. Stop being cheap. It's being smart.
You never see these two guys in the same store, except for one.
That's why I shop at Genesis Diamonds.
Genesis Diamonds is that rare shopping experience where you can have it all. Uncompromising luxury and unbeatable value. Exceptional service and the guaranteed best price in America. A premium experience and a smart purchase. This is where the best of all worlds come together. Genesis Diamonds, where Louisville gets engaged. Shelbyville Road Plaza.
Hey, this is Mike Pratt, and do you know what sets a community bank apart from the rest? Friendly service, attention to detail, focus on making sure customers get what they need. At River City Bank, you will receive all of that and more. Be it a home improvement project, construction of a new home, or a bridge loan, their team is with you every step of the way. Visit any convenient River City Bank location or online at rivercitybankky.com. Hometown banking, hometown people. River City Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When it comes time to rent anything for your next party, turn to who the Cards use, Rent and Rave. They're the official party rental place for U of L Athletics. So whether you're planning a wedding, corporate event, or even a backyard barbecue, their staff can help you plan your next event from start to finish. Rent and Rave has been taking care of Louisville customers for over 20 years. Rent and Rave is a veteran-owned business. They offer 10% discount to all U.S. veterans. We've used Rent and Rave for my son's wedding, for our charity golf tournament. They are great. Visit rentandrave.com. That's rent, the letter N, rave.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Pratt, here to tell you about Premier Packaging, a locally owned business that specializes in packaging, shipping, and logistics. Since 1984, Premier Packaging has taken a straightforward approach you can trust. With shipping costs on the rise, their team of professionals will work with you personally to minimize costs and increase your bottom line.
From inbound, outbound, storing, and picking, Premier Packaging has solutions for your businesses, large or small. Visit primpack.com and sign up for a free assessment. Premier Packaging, this approach makes a difference.
Fast Break Friday is brought to you by Universal Windows. Schedule your free in-home estimate today, and for every window you buy, you get the next one free. Plus, 0% financing for 36 months and free installation. You'll be saying, I love my windows.
So SportsCenter turns 40, and they're doing the top 40 moments.
That's a SportsCenter. All of ESPN.
Well, SportsCenter was started simultaneously with ESPN.
Yeah.
And number two was The Band Is on the Field. That was
Cal.
the most bizarre Cal game. Number one, Nick, you'll like this. It's a hockey moment. Do you believe in miracles? Yes.
Yes.
Now, I've got a historical note for you. Who was coaching Cal at the time that happened?
The football coach was. I know that. I know that.
Yes, you do. Played quarterback in the NFL, was a wild man, but boy, he was a tough rascal.
Joe Capp.
Joe Capp, that's right.
I knew it. I was like, I remember the guy. I couldn't.
Joe Capp. That's a name out of the
Joe
past.
Joe Capp, just won games, couldn't throw a spiral, looked like, save his life, but he was a tough SOB. Where'd he come from? The Canadian Football League.
Did he really? Yeah. I forgot that. Yeah.
And he was a tough guy.
I think he played at Cal.
Yeah, probably did.
And then he went back there to coach it. Didn't work out well for him, but.
Yeah, he was an interesting man. He led the Minnesota Vikings to the Super Bowl. They didn't win.
Sure did.
All right, let's see. New York Mike is going to come on and Mike, we bow at your feet. Another winner last night. So what is that now? How many out of how many?
16 out of 17.
That's really something ridiculous.
Damn, Mike, how could you miss one?
Hi, good afternoon, Mike Platt.
How you doing?
Okay, how you doing?
Good. How you doing? I got to hear that across the table. Yeah.
So we got him outnumbered now, New York Mike. We can take care of him here. He's
beautiful.
Good.
I love it.
He's surrounded by Italians. But seriously, you told us on yesterday's show.
They were going to give me a $20 bill last week so I could stay with him. But you know what? I got the 40 from Nick, so you're covered.
All right, thank you. Thanks, Nick. Thanks for taking care of that. Appreciate that. All right, you said last night Green Bay would cover, the last thing you said was wouldn't be surprised if they win outright, and in fact, that is what they did, and so if you played the money line, you were even happier. So a good start, and you said you were going to give us the picks for this weekend, so I got pen in hand. I am ready because I want to make some more money.
Hey, can I ask you one question about the Jimmy V Foundation?
Sure.
I don't know if I could do it, but I'd like to donate some of my stuff to your foundation and, you know, auction it off. I know somebody would like my brown leather jacket. Somebody would like my green jacket that I first wore in the Army in 1978. I never wore it. That's right. I stood butt naked in formation. That's right. And then I got my CD I'd like to give you. You know, you have that already.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, we'll put together a special New York Mike auction. We might have to do that live one night at Mill and Tony's. Yaya might never talk to us again.
Good, yeah.
Oh, man. All right.
Hey, I still got to teach you the point spread over a white pizza.
I know, we do, because Nick, he's hoarding the book. I don't know whether he's investing or what.
Don't tell me. I saw him on I-64 trying to sell it.
I know. He hasn't even let me see it yet. So
that wasn't me. That was some other handsome guy.
No, oh, okay.
Beautiful. I like the way you came back.
hey, Mike, hold it. Oh, hold on a minute. Over a white pizza?
Oh, you've never had the white pizza?
No. What is that?
Hey, Mike, you know what else Mike Pratt's never had? He's never had Carvel ice cream. Are you kidding me?
Oh,
with all the trips he's made to New York?
I never had it.
Remember Mr. Softy?
Sure,
Yeah, I remember him. Carvel's even better. Carvel's really good.
They are, yeah, but I don't think they had a truck. Mr. Softy
no.
had a truck.
Oh, sure he did. Yeah.
But yes, but white pizza, Mike, is made without tomato sauce.
Wow.
If you don't ask for it, you know, they put tomatoes on it. And I can't eat tomatoes.
No, tomato white pizza with tomatoes doesn't make any sense. It defeats the purpose.
Well, that's what they gave me. You know, I love what you're talking about, but I asked for a white pizza and it was all tomatoes all over it.
No, that's they
was that melatonin.
Anyway, you got to ask for it without the tomatoes, yes. And I'm going to give you some picks for Saturday.
We are ready.
Let's do it.
Monday.
All right, we're ready. I got
and one other thing. I don't want to say that I've been disloyal to you, but I've been on Dina and I've been on Locke, and I can't do all three shows. I'm only doing you.
That's fine. Well, that'll make the mixtape. But okay, that sounds good. So
okay, here we go.
All right, I'm ready.
Saturday, we want Army plus 22.5 against Michigan minus 22.5. We want Army plus 22.5.
All right. I'm writing. I want to make sure that we have the same spreads, though, before I let you go. So I'm on ESPN.com. There's no hook on ESPN.com. It's just 22 straight up.
All right. That's good.
All right. Army plus 22.
Okay, now Sunday, you said, well, I got Pittsburgh plus 5.5 against New England minus 5.5.
All right. Let's take a look. The Pittsburgh Steelers. Yeah, that's exactly the number. Minus 5.5 at New England. Who are you taking there?
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh getting 5.5 on the road. All right. That's good.
And one more.
Okay.
Monday night, I like Oakland. They were -2, but today they're +2.
They are +2. Denver's -2. So you always pick Oakland because you're a fan. I mean, that's the only team that makes me nervous. That's the team I think you pick with your heart sometimes.
I do because he's dead now, but I was friends with the general of the Raider Nation. I told you that before, Raider Ron. I got all his stuff that he gave me in my basement, the picture, the Oakland Raider hat, everything that he gave me. I love that guy. It's a shame. I didn't find out till late that he needed a liver.
Will you follow them when they move to Las Vegas, or are you done with them?
I'm staying with you. What, do you think I'm crazy? I don't know anybody out there.
I meant to. You're still going to root for them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right, so those are the picks. Army plus 22, Pitt plus 5.5, and the Raiders now getting 2 at home against the Denver Joe Flaccos. So, all right.
Do you mind if I give you 2 more that I have?
Sure. I got one I want to ask you about,
plenty,
Mike.
I got plenty of ink in the pen. Go ahead. Keep talking.
Okay, I like Arizona minus 2.5 against Detroit plus 2.5. I like Arizona.
All right. Let's go see if that's
what's that a road? Are they on the road, Mike?
Arizona's home, and they're getting 2.5 at home. Yeah. Arizona plus 2.5 at home. Okay.
I like that one.
The next game I'd like, the last one, would be Jacksonville plus 5.5 against KC minus 5.5.
And that game, much to the chagrin of Jason Anderson, that game is, where do I not see that game? Here, at home. Jacksonville's at home. How many did you say you think they're getting?
Five.
5.5.
No, it's only 3.5.
Okay, whatever you say, Bob.
All right, you're still going to take them? Okay, Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Plus 3.5.
If I don't take them and it comes out, I'm going to say, what am I talking? I should just keep my mouth shut.
Well, okay, I got one for you. What do you think about the Browns and the Titans?
No, he's a big Browns fan.
Could you wait just one second? I got the stats right here.
All right.
You want Cleveland, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm a pumpkin head guy.
Okay.
Cleveland is laying 5.5.
Tennessee?
Yeah, Cleveland's laying 5.5 at home against Tennessee.
Cleveland is 3-0 their last three games against Tennessee at home. So I'd take Cleveland.
All right, so that makes Mike happy.
What's the points you got?
5.5.
Yeah, take the 5.5, and they're at Tennessee. No, they're at home.
They're at
home.
Cleveland, yeah.
Yeah, take Cleveland plus 5.5.
Minus 5.5. They're laying 5.5.
Okay, yeah. Whatever you got there, Bob, I trust you.
All right, Cleveland minus 5.5 against Tennessee.
Nice to open up with a W. It's been a while.
We'll see. I'll start believing them if they win that one.
I've been with you quite a long time, but you really don't know too much about me. You mind if I tell you some stuff?
Are you going to tell us you're an honor student again?
I love that. Don't let me hear you take that from me. Okay, no, when I was in the Army... I was in Germany, and the wall came down. A lot of people don't know exactly why the wall came down. Do you?
No. Why'd the wall come down?
This is the truth. The East German president, there was 150,000 East Germans at the wall. He called Russia. I have friends in the secret, the TOC, Tactical Operations Center, and they had top secret clearances as I did. And it said, the East German president called Russia and said, if I shoot these guys, will you back me up? And Russia said no, and that's how the wall came down. So, I swear to God.
Really? Well, I remember there was a big... I don't know. What I never understood is why at that moment it seemed to just reach a peak, though, that people, you know, the people did...
They got tired of it, man. They got tired. You should see the cars they had over there, you know, because we had to do a tour, you know, just for a day over there. And the cars were all like the size of toasters. They weren't big at all.
Well, it's like
one other thing
Cuba.
About the Desert Storm.
Okay.
It was the 100-hour war. They called it the 100-hour war. And they what happened was Saddam Hussein told his soldiers, the Iranian Republic Army, Iraq Republic Army, that just look for the guys in the green camouflage. Those are the guys that got trained to hurt us. So Saddam Hussein didn't know that everybody went to the chocolate chip. So they didn't fire at nobody, and that's why they it only ended in 100 hours. That's the truth.
The chocolate chip uniforms. See?
Yeah, that's what they call them, chocolate chip.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean.
I wore one of those, yeah.
Oh, man, that's interesting.
But, I just want to let you know a couple of things about me, and later on down when I need a character witness in court, would you come?
Sure, I'm a character.
Beautiful. You're going away with me, Bob. Hey, wear something nice that day. I think that's the last thing we'll be wearing.
Outside of orange, right?
Yeah, orange is the... Yeah, all right.
I look good in
all
orange.
Right, I appreciate you letting me vent all the games and everything. It's a pleasure to talk to you on a Friday, and you too, my friend.
All right, Mike. Yes, sir, Mike. Take care of yourself, buddy. That's appreciate that. We're up against the top of the hour break. That was perfect timing. He finished just as we're...
He's funny. Funny guy.
And he's got an incredibly generous heart.
He spotted us some money down at Ellis.
Always trying to help the V Foundation. Sometimes he just gives, you know, like young kids like Nick, a couple bucks. He's just trying to help them out, you know. And so it's just he's a...
Yeah, he lives in Louisville?
Yeah.
Okay.
He came here. He taught. Why did he come? Mike's going to scream at me because I should know this. Some reason with the military came here. He was ROTC. I think he did the... Does Louisville have an ROTC? I think they did.
Oh, sure.
I think he was doing that. He was an instructor there or whatever. And but again, I it was something to do with the military and training and teaching and something here. And then he stayed. And he's been here since.
How about that?
Yeah.
Nice. He hasn't lost his accent.
He could live to be 1,000, and he's not losing
that
accent. All right, we'll take a break. Another hour to go. Well, God, we didn't really get into Mike's impressions of the opening week for specifically the locals, especially for Kentucky and for Louisville. We'll get you some thoughts there and preview this weekend's matchups, and we'll take you forward. And then we'll make our picks at the end of the hour. I'm going to go see if during the break I can find the podcast and see if we can get what our picks were. So I'd like to see how we were. It's got to be. It's on Twitter, right? Didn't we tweet out Friday's show?
Yeah, it's on Twitter, it should be on Twitter, at ESPN680. Should also be on SoundCloud, iTunes, and on ESPN.
What's the fastest way for me to get it, do you think?
I can probably get it to you in 5 minutes.
There you go, Nick. Right, there you go, Nick.
I'll be ready. All right, we'll take a break, and then we're back more. It's Fast Break Friday on ESPN 680 105.7.
With UPS, future you graduates from Metro College with zero debt. How? As a package handler, you'll have a great job while you attend Metro College, and 100% of your tuition will be covered. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at UPS.
We are ESPN Louisville, your home for the college football playoff, NFL, the Final Four, and best sports talk. Download the ESPN Louisville app today. Delivered by UPS Jobs Kentucky.
Bluegrass Karting and Events now has the fastest go-karts in Kentucky and axe throwing. Grab your coworkers, family, and friends and make a night of it with our new full bar and food menu. Bluegrass Karting and Events is Louisville's premier high-speed entertainment destination, online at bluegrasskarting.com.